Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Klimchuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Klimchuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Reagan covering. Safe. Seaburn moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Klimchuk moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Fred Gladding now pitching. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Morton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morton moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morton scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-1 in the game. Archer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. There goes Colavito trying to get to third. Bauer throws the ball into Causey, who tags Colavito for the out. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignatano is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-2 in the game. Archer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pignatano moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-2 in the game. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bill Bruton pinch runs for Bobo Osborne. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods hit fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Morton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jay Hankins now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Archer bunts towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 4 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 3 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.